The tri-state region of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut got hit with torrential rain yesterday, but Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says better times are ahead.
The latter part of the weekend will see a drying trend for much of the Northeast so that conditions, life conditions, can get back to normal from Philadelphia to New York City and on up through Albany, Bridgeport, Connecticut, over towards the Boston area, and the rain will also get pushed out of the New England region as well.
The auto worker strike has expanded to include a Ford plant in Chicago and a General Motors plant near Lansing, Michigan. Union President Sean Fain says workers simply have no choice.
We don't want to be out here. Nobody wants to be out here. We want to be in that factory working, making great product, making money for the company and making money for ourselves. But there comes a point in time where you've been abused enough, you have to stand up for yourself. And this is it. This is our generation's defining moment. Either we turn this around now, Or we're going to be in big trouble down the road.
The strike has now been going on for 2 weeks. The first co-defendant of Donald Trump pleaded guilty in the Georgia election interference case. CBS's Nora O'Donnell reports.
Bail bondsman Scott Hall is accused of trying to breach election equipment to access voter data. He's one of 19 defendants indicted for trying to overturn the 2020 election in that state. Hall will receive 5 years of probation, and he's agreed to testify.
U.S. postal workers are worried about job cuts.
Mail carriers for the U.S. Postal Service are delivering a message. They don't like potential job cuts. Hundreds of clerks could be laid off as part of the Postal Service's 10-year plan to consolidate operations.
It has culminated in closures of offices. It's the destruction of jobs. They are laying off.
Miriam Bell is president of American Postal Union 475 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The U.S. Postal Service had previously discussed other ways to reach a solid financial footing, including cutting back on Saturday deliveries. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price participation may vary, not valid in a combo, single item at regular price.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
More clouds than sun today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
100 miles to go. Well, just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. Yeah, just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend.
Good morning, it is 6:06. And Pat Kreitlow is not having a, maybe Pat Kreitlow is having a cup of coffee, but maybe not on Lake Wissota. Maybe he's on the road this morning. Welcome, everybody. I am Todd Allball filling in for Pat today. Pat and Up North News Radio will be back after he takes a few days off, along with Sam Davidson, our producer and engineer. We're celebrating National Coffee Day today, Sam.
Yeah, coffee. Lots of, I don't know. Excitement, good vibes, caffeine.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's great to have these national days and to celebrate. But as we said, it's about the farmer. It's about all these hardworking farmers. That's in true. Central and South America and over in places like Africa as well. All kinds of great places to raise coffee around the world. And it all comes down to a good cup of coffee and a good farmer.
Yeah, they do more to keep the world running than anyone gives him credit for, really.
Absolutely. Again, Pat and Up North News Radio will be back here in a week or so. He has taken some time off to do a little traveling with the family and spend some family time, so we wish him well, and we'll look forward to having him back. I'm Todd Allball, usually in with you in the afternoon between 1 and 3 across the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll be so again today. We're going to be up in the old hometown of Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin this afternoon. So join us this afternoon between 1 and 3 for our regular show, but happy to be in for Pat today. Chad Holmes of the Chad Holmes Show will be in filling in for Pat on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. And then I'll be back here with Sam on Thursday and Friday to round out before Pat Kreitlow returns. So there you go. You're basically in charge, Sam, while he's gone.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm ready to be in charge of a big fancy network radio show.
You're doing great. Happy to have you along, everybody. Drive carefully this morning, as if you're on the roadways in south central Wisconsin, down towards Waukesha and Milwaukee, some dense fog advisories this morning. If you're listening to us up in Lake Wissota, up in northwest Wisconsin, looks like things are not too bad up there. But if you're down here in south central Wisconsin, a dense fog advisory, visibility of 1/4 mile or less in places in these counties of Marquette, Green Lake, Fond du Lac, Columbia, Dodge, Dane, Jefferson, Green, Rock, and Walworth counties. A dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. this morning. You could come up on an area where you just simply cannot see in front of you. So please turn the lights on this morning and slow down, particularly in south central Wisconsin. Then up towards the Fox Valley from Nina, Menasha, Oshkosh, Appleton area up to Green Bay, over to Bull Falls Radioland, the home of Sam Davidson, where they are now erecting a statue in his honor of his hometown. Is that correct?
So I heard, at least. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Finally get what I deserve from my hometown.
Exactly. That's exactly what you deserve, Sam. over in Bull Falls Radioland in Wausau, a special weather statement for patchy areas of fog in your morning commute to work or school. You may encounter pockets of dense fog along particularly Highway 29 and going north to south on I-39 as well in northeast Wisconsin there. So be aware of that. Basically, from Wausau over to Green Bay, down through the Dells, Madison to the state line of Illinois, and over to Waukesha area, WAUK, and then up into the valley of Oshkosh Air Support, WISS up there, and all the way over to Lake Michigan and up into Door County. All that entire area, a lot of moisture right now in the air. We're going to come back and check in with weatherology after the break here at 7:15 for the complete weather forecast detail. As far as roadways and traffic goes this morning, no major delays, or so it seems at this point, this early in your morning commute. There are a few traffic accidents around Madison, On 1216, the Beltline looks like near the Stoughton Road exit of Highway 51. That's causing a bit of a slowdown there. Also, a disabled vehicle on Highway 151 north of Madison. In Milwaukee now, one of those incidents was cleaned up, but it looks like there's still a disabled vehicle on the exit to County G from I-4194 south. And then also up north of the Dells near Toma, looks like I-90-94 west, about 7/10 of a mile from the ramp to get on off Wisconsin Highway 80. It looks like there's a disabled vehicle there as well. But the rest of the road conditions looks like our things are moving nicely this morning here on a Friday morning, September 29th, 2023, in for Pat Kreitlow at Up North News. This is Todd Allbaugh along with Sam Davidson and Civic Media This Morning. What do you think of that name? Civic Media This Morning.
I think it's got a better flow to it. Depends what you put in front of and behind it, but
yeah,
it's better than mistaking it for CBS.
Well, see, I've got my CBS mug, and of course, that there was CBS This Morning. Mm. And, you know, Charlie Rose got himself into some trouble, and so he's no longer on CBS. But he used to have this, they had the great eye opener, and he'd say, all that and all that matters on CBS This Morning. Great line. Great voice, Charlie Rose. Too bad turned out to kind of be a schmuck, but in his personal life, but a great newsman. Wherever you're going this morning, do so carefully. Get a dense fog advisory for south central Wisconsin over to the Milwaukee, Waukesha area and up into the Fox Valley this morning. We're going to come back and update as far as weatherology goes, check some sports headlines as well. The Packers sadly did not get it done last night. A big game in the NFC North as they go down to the Lions. The Lions win. Earl Ingram be very happy about this. He's a big Detroit Lions fan. 34-20 over our Green Bay Packers. On the flip side, the Milwaukee Brewers, the National League Central champions, have reached the 90-win threshold with a win last night over the St. Louis Cardinals. How sweet it is, as Jackie Gleason used to say. 3-0 over the Cardinals. Usually they're the ones beating up on us, or too often. But the Brewers got the better of them, and they crossed the 90-win threshold. The Brewers win 3-0 over St. Louis last night. Come back to take a complete check of weatherology. Is it going to cool down next week? Get those sweaters out. A cup of coffee on National Coffee Day. Don't go anywhere on Civic Media.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This morning, here on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Sam, I'm Todd Allbaugh, filling in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow. Up North News Radio will return here in a week or so. Pat taking some well-deserved time off. It is National Coffee Day celebrating. Give us a call if you want to share your favorite coffee shop. What is your favorite coffee to get you up and get you going? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What is your favorite coffee shop or your favorite coffee that you drink in the morning across the state of Wisconsin? Great day for coffee, particularly if you have to kind of sit inside and watch the fog. Going out to weatherology, and Jennifer at weatherology joins us. Jennifer, I am not Pat Kreitlow, but I am here to talk with you. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to it.
I want to do the weather, and then I have a slightly unrelated weather question after we do it. But it's a foggy morning across much of Wisconsin. Dense fog advisory for us here in Madison over to Milwaukee. Give us the lay of the land for people who are driving to work or school this morning, if you'd be so kind.
Yeah, absolutely. So it does look like you said, some areas of fog still early on this morning. A lot of that's starting to dissipate a little bit farther in the northern portions of the state, but it looks like sunny skies expected from Oshkosh southward today, so for much of the southern portion of the state. And then a little bit more cloud cover around Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, then a chance for some showers and storms around Amory and Baldwin today. Mid to low 70s mostly today. Upper 70s expected for southwestern Wisconsin, right around about Richland Center. Then for the weekend, a chance for some showers and storms for west central and central Wisconsin on Saturday. Then by Sunday, it'll be pretty sunny. Otherwise, sunshine expected for everyone else all weekend. The warm front will really come in, so we'll see our warmest days coming in this forecast. Highs ranging from the upper 70s to mid 80s, which is well above average for this time of the year. Most of us should be around about the upper 60s instead. Then a sneak peek at the start of the work week here. Monday is somewhat similar to Sunday, actually. Sunny skies with all for all, with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s.
All right, great, Jennifer. I appreciate it. So, in other words, we better bring our shorts out this weekend because I took a little peek ahead. It's going to cool down middle to end of next week. Is that correct?
It is, yeah. By Thursday next week, it looks like probably getting more to average around about the upper 60s to low 70s. So, I mean, it'll feel a little bit more like fall by that point.
All right. Well, good time to get the coffee or the apple cider out next week, but enjoy these warm temperatures. And the fog should burn off by, what, around here, maybe mid to late morning?
Probably more like late morning.
All right, sounds good. Now, here's the question. I used to be on in the morning, and we had our great weather, and you're fantastic as well. I want to make sure that we clear that up.
Oh,
but Kara Foster, is she still with you? Because we dearly miss Kara Foster on our show.
She is still, yeah. She's still a morning meteorologist here, too. Yep.
All right, well, here's the deal. We're in football season. She went to the University of Minnesota. She's a Gopher up there. And we said we're going to do a tailgate together when we come up to take the axe back. Now, the question is, are you a Minnesota person, or are you a Wisconsin person, or did you go to school somewhere else?
I'm from Chicago, so I actually went to the University of Illinois.
So there you go. You're a Brett Bielema fan now. And they had a big year. Go. Of course, they're responsible, you understand. Brett Bielema and the Fighting Burts took out Paul Christ last year after they defeated him here at Wisconsin. And now we got a new coach. So who are you going to do? Are you going to go to the game between Wisconsin and Illinois this year?
I would love to go. I don't know if I'll be able to make it this year, but that's always been. I have not actually been to Illinois. Wisconsin game, but that is
really?
On my list of things to do. Yeah.
Well, Wisconsin's going there this year. It's going to be a big grudge match. So we'll see. All right.
I would imagine it would be.
We'll see. Now, you can be a fair arbiter. If we come up to Minnesota for this game, you can be a fair arbiter between us and Kara Foster over where the axe should go.
I like it.
As an Illinois fan, as a Fighting Illini fan, who does the Illini hate worse, the Badgers or the Gophers?
Oh, man.
You can be honest.
Probably the Badgers, to
really?
Be honest.
Well, all right.
But no one's as bad as Michigan.
Well, that's true. Well, unfortunately, they're probably going to be national champions this year.
I know.
All right. Well, that's a bad sports forecast, but a good weather forecast. We appreciate it. It's going to be warm this weekend. We're going to get out there and enjoy it before fall temperatures come next week. Jennifer of Weatherology, we appreciate you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. You too.
All right. Thank you so much. And tell Kara Foster hi, by the way. Kara does a great job up there. We miss her. She did a great job for us in the morning. It is 20 minutes now past the hour of 7 o'clock. Make sure. Well, there you go. Get the shorts out. Get the T-shirts out. Enjoy that last bit of perhaps summer this weekend across the state of Wisconsin. As we've been mentioning all morning, it is National Coffee Day across the nation here on September 29th, 2023. What is your favorite coffee shop? What is your favorite coffee? I have a little Wonder State coffee right here in the studio. I drink it Pertner every morning, as my granddad would say, here in my Milwaukee Brewers Cup, as a matter of fact. Wonder State Coffee, located in Viroqua, Wisconsin, in southwest Wisconsin, has a shop also here in Madison and up in beautiful Bayfield, up near Lake Superior. Great. You can also order online at wonderstatecoffeeibelieve.com. Didn't even pay for that. I'm just telling you because it's a great recommendation. What is your favorite coffee on a Friday morning? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Also, as far as give us a call here. I have a couple of people calling in there. So we'll be happy to take your call on this National Coffee Day on September 29th. Also happens to be a National Gay Men's HIV AIDS Awareness Day. Coming in on the last Friday of September here. Did not know that. Great to celebrate that as well. Each day on the last Friday of September, National Gay Men's HIV AIDS Awareness Day builds awareness and increases education about the disease. The day also focuses on finding ways to eliminate the disease. The Center for Disease Control recommends anyone between the ages of 13 and 64 receive an HIV test as a part of a routine physical. Those who are sexually active, the CDC recommends testing once per year and sometimes more frequently, depending upon risk factors. Various ways you can observe the day. One of them is just getting tested. If you haven't been tested already, you can also use hashtag Gay Men's HIV AIDS Awareness Day to post on social media. Happen to be a gay man myself. I know my HIV status. It is negative. Always good to get tested and know your status as well on National Gay Men's HIV AIDS Awareness Day. Also, Urban National Refuge. Try that again, Todd. Urban National Wildlife Refuge Day. Now, here's one I did not know existed. On September 29th, Urban National Wildlife Refuge celebrates the 101 Urban National Wildlife Refugees in the United States. That is nearly one-fifth of the total of the country's total refugees. To be defined as an Urban National Wildlife Refuge, the unit must be within 25 miles of an urban area, and it's defined as 250,000 people or greater. And these refuges provide communities with access to substantial green space and outdoor recreation for hiking, bird watching, canoeing, fishing, hunting. Lots of places that are refuges around the state of Wisconsin. Here in Dane County, also where Sam's from, up in Wausau, Milwaukee, all kinds of things like that. So there you go. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We have Lynn listening in Oconomowoc. Lynn, thanks for listening in this morning. What say you?
I am a Door County coffee drinker. I used to buy the flavored bags.
Okay. But
maybe I've advanced and I've used a 5-pound bag of their private reserve, of course, dark roast.
Okay.
But Costco had Death Store on sale last year, and I think they mismarked the 2-pound bag at $7.99.
Okay,
and so
cheap.
I bought a couple of those bags. Yeah, I'm still using one of them, but I'm running low.
Right.
And it's a blend of Sumatra, Costa Rica, and Colombia.
Okay.
And I grind them. Okay, this is weird though. I'll make a full pot.
Yeah.
And I'll drink it every day until it's gone.
Really? So do you put it in the refrigerator or just leave it out on the counter?
No, it's out on the counter.
Wow. How many days do you go?
Oh, sometimes maybe 3-4. I only have one cup of coffee a day.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
Because otherwise you'd be scraping me off the ceiling. But I also find if I do not get my cup of coffee, and I skipped 2 days. I had some raspberry tea with raspberry honey, so you know what kind of drinks I like.
Very sweet.
yes. I had the most severe headache yesterday.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I get caffeine withdrawal.
I'm the kind of person where I usually have only one or two cups a day as well, but I guess I need it in the morning. Otherwise, my family knows I get kind of grumpy if I don't have coffee in the morning. But I can also, I'm one of these people, I can have a cup of coffee or whatever at like 8 o'clock at night and lay down on the couch or whatever, and boom, I'm asleep. It doesn't keep me up at night. But I need it in the morning to get going.
If I don't, I am foggy without coffee now.
Right. Kind of like it is outside today here in Madison, a little foggy. But I'm fascinated.
But I do
I'm
feel
fascinated.
Guilty.
What about what?
About not going into. I'm a Starbucks girl, also Verona.
Well, that's fine.
So my K cups are Verona.
Oh, really?
But I don't go into the shops anymore. I prefer
what?
To drink
really?
It at home.
Because of COVID or what?
No, because I can make it at home for, you know, pennies on the dollar.
But I mean, it's part of the coffee experience, right? Going into kind of like being around people and like seeing your barista. And like, I like all that coffee culture stuff.
I guess I'm a former single tennis player,
really?
A golfer, a mm-hmm. runner, a swimmer, so pretty much solo sports. So okay. I guess I do that with my coffee, too.
Oh, that's interesting. solo sports also sounds like my love life.
The only time I drink is when I'm out with people.
I drink alone a lot.
I keep buying booze. I just don't drink it.
This is the best part of the morning. This is like waking up with a friend. This is exactly what we want, Lynn. How are you listening to us this morning down there in Oconomowoc? Are you listening on WAUK or on the app?
I actually always stream either on WAUK or I'm on Bullfrogs right now.
Oh, Bull Falls. Or Bullfrogs. It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. Those are the Dousman mascot.
The Dousman or the Bullfrogs? I can only imagine what happens during homecoming for opposite teams. They take the Bullfrogs and, you know, we're gonna have some frog legs tonight.
Yeah. All right, put out our garbage here on Tuesday evening. And I caught this motion, something coming into my garage. It was a toad the size of my fist.
Well, don't let that your coffee. Lynn, you're fantastic. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Back with more on the other side.
You too.
Thank you. This is Civic
I'm
Media this morning.
I'm getting my first cup ready.
Thank you, Lynn. We appreciate it. Back after this.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. More clouds than sun today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. More clouds than sun today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
This morning, in for Pat Kreitlow and Up North News, along with Sam Davidson, doing an outstanding job getting the coffee tunes queued up here on National Coffee Day. Nice job there, Sam. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm not so vain that I think the song is about me, but it is about National Coffee Day here.
It's just the one line, pretty much.
But September 29th, Friday, September 29th, 2023, what is your favorite coffee? Where is your favorite coffee shop across the state of Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Can weigh in on that or whatever else is on your mind here this morning as we fill in for Pat Kreitlow at Up North News, who is on vacation for the rest of the week here. Go to the phone lines again, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to one of our regular followers in the afternoon, Mark from the SAC. Mark, appreciate you being up this early and calling in. What say you?
Yeah, thanks. I usually do a cup of wide awake coffee that I get from the Pig and brew that in my Keurig. That I used to when I was working. I'd stop at the Quick Trip here in Sauk on Highway 12 there. And,
sure.
And one of the busiest in the state, I guess.
Is it really?
It was one of the busiest in the state when I was working. So they always had fresh, hot coffee there every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciated your conversation earlier, you know, reminding us of Donald Trump's attitude toward the troops, and that people need to be reminded of that patriotism is more than just shouting out that the press is the enemy of the people and all the other troll stuff that's been going on. So, mm-hmm. But I really appreciate the program, throughout the day. here on the Civic Radio Network.
We appreciate you, Mark. I mean, it's people like you, all those listeners across the state of Wisconsin who are calling in and participating. That's what we want, right? I mean, we want. I think to did you hear any of President Biden's speech yesterday? We carried a little bit of it on our show, but one of the things that he talked about is, look, that democracy dies when we're silent, when we don't participate, when people don't vote. I thought that was a great message.
Well, I think it was, of course, it was a great message. And let's remember that, you know, Donald Trump, you know, now perhaps going to jail. Let's remember then that's something he'll share in common with Adolf Hitler, who came out of jail and then became Chancellor of Germany. So, I mean, a cautionary lesson from history.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And this is the point that we try to get to is, look, I there are a lot of great folks who vote Republican or who run in a local county party as a Republican that don't have anything to do with MAGA and the Trumpism and the Trump movement. But the sad thing is that Trumpism and Trump has taken over what used to be the Republican Party. And you're right. That's what is the danger to democracy. And I don't, as a former Republican, I don't say that lightly at all. It's not sour grapes. It's simply that I left a party because I saw where this was going all the way back in 2011 because of the way that Republicans were passing these voter suppression bills. And that's the first step towards authoritarianism, is making it more difficult for people to participate in government, Mark.
Yeah, they're having a meltdown now. Apparently, Rona McDaniels was having a meltdown over the fact that in Pennsylvania they want to make voter registration automatic. I mean, unless you believe in democracy, you cannot believe in democracy if you're against something like that. All citizens should have the right. They should be registered the day they're eligible to vote. They should be able to vote. And that, that's real democracy. That's the Constitution. But thanks so much for taking our call. It's probably somebody else wants to get on and talk to you.
Always appreciate it, Mark. Yep. Thank you. Appreciate you, Mark, from the SAC. My pleasure. Thank you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. See, this is exactly what coffee does. You have your favorite cup of coffee. You tell us what your favorite coffee place is, your favorite coffee, and then you have a discussion over coffee. Great job, everybody listening. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What is your favorite coffee, or where is your favorite coffee shop, or politically, what's on your mind this morning? Let's go to Bill in Oconomowoc. Bill, always great to have you along. What say you this morning?
I'm just kind of following up on what you and Mark had talked about.
Sure.
Is what's interesting in America, almost half America leans to fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what MAGA is about. That's what Fox is about. They sell it by the pound. They sell it by the carload. They sell it by the trainload. And people buy it. But the other half of America leans to hope, progression, moving forward. And that's what we're about. But it's amazing when you're with people over a cup of coffee and just talking to them,
mm-hmm.
and getting their outlook. It's hard to find a lot of people that look to hope, but it's easy to find a lot of people that look to fear.
I am so glad you called in and said that, Bill, because I could not agree more that I'm not sure about you, but my hometown, Richland Center, where we'll be this afternoon for our regular show from 1 to 3. But if you go and sit down at a local coffee shop, chances are there's going to be a veteran in the group. Chances are there's probably going to be an EMS worker or a nurse or maybe even a doctor in the group. Might be a farmer, a retired farmer in the group. Our communities come together at these coffee shops. And if you sit down and actually listen to one another, you find out that we have more in common. If you forget all the national news and all the firing people up, if you just listen to our friends and neighbors, we have more in common wanting to do good for our communities than bad. Would you agree with that, Bill?
Oh, absolutely, because it's easy to change a person with fear.
Right.
Because I teach leadership classes, Christian leadership classes,
mm-hmm.
and I talk about it. If you spend most of your life leaning to fear, that's where your life's going to go. If you spend most of your life leaning to hope, that's where your life's going to go. And in our community, in Oconomowoc, which I'm very proud to be a member of, we've got some great people. But too many of them are slaves to fear. And once you spend time with them, all of a sudden you can see they don't really have to be as fearful as they think they need to be.
Yeah.
It's easy to change their thinking. A little, one grain of sand at a time.
I'm so glad. And if you don't want to talk about this, you don't have to, but only because you brought it up. I'm, you know, I grew up in the church as a Methodist. I'm not part of the Methodist church anymore, but I'm someone, a person of faith. What is your take as someone who coach or teaches Christian leadership classes? When you look at some of these, particularly mega Republicans who wrap themselves in their so-called Christianity, and their message continues to be fear and hate, that just seems counterintuitive to everything I was taught and brought up on Christianity.
Well, I totally agree with you. In fact, I'm going to a class right now shortly. when I do that, you know, when I get with somebody, especially a mega person, and trust me, there's tons of them in groups like this. I mean, they sometimes thrive in these groups.
Yep.
And I talk, and first of all, I show them respect.
Exactly.
Second of all, I show them care. Mm-hmm. Many times I show them love, that I actually care for them as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask them, you know, and I'll go to the crux of the biscuit. I said, you know, I just can't call those people crossing the border illegals. Mm-hmm. We have more illegals in government than are crossing right. the border. I said, my
I like
heart
that.
Goes out to those women and children
yep.
coming across the border. As a Christian, I want to keep inviting them. I want to help them. I'm not even going to propose that councils of churches start helping on immigration. I think we should as churches. We really should. That's our calling. That's our mission. There's a mission. You know, it used to be we had to fly to Africa for missions. Now they're coming to us.
Right.
Well, my gosh, what a wonderful opportunity to create leaders, to create great Americans. Oh, my gosh. And I don't talk politics in my classes, really.
Mm-hmm.
I just talk hope and fear. Well, trust me, when you look at the people that get a good dose of Fox, their mouths get open, their eyes get bigger when I tell them, don't buy fear.
That is
don't
so great.
And they listen.
Right? I bought my grandmother lived to 96, God bless her soul, and, you know, she was a great woman of faith and taught me a lot. And I could tell she approached, the end of her life. I don't think she was afraid to die, but she was afraid to go maybe through the process. And so I bought her this little sign that she had on her dresser until she passed away. It said, let your hope be bigger than your fear. And I think that's so important, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's odd. My grandmother was such a pillar in our family and with me on doing the right thing. Grandma never showed hate. Grandma never showed get even. Grandma just showed caring. And now I think I'm blessed. My wife is bringing up the kids in our family that way.
Mm-hmm. Well,
my wife does twice as much as I do. She feeds people through Feeding America. She clothes people through Lake Country Caring. We're blessed. And if you are blessed, you have to help others. Now, if you aren't blessed, you got to look for somebody to maybe give you a hand.
Right. And I think no matter how poor,
you know what I mean?
No matter how wealthy or no matter our financial situation, you could almost, I mean, I grew up in a lower middle class household. And, you know, even around Christmas time, my mom would always say, okay, choose one of your old toys and we're going to go and donate that, you know, to Toys for Tots or whatever. I mean, you could always do something. And when you help someone else, I think it helps me feel better when you're helping someone else.
Oh, you're so right. We work with a group in the inner city, the Latin Kings and ex-cons and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell those members of that group, they do 10 times more for me than I ever can do for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it in a number of ways, because first of all, they've got something to say. Second of all, they're giving their life to God, and they have hardly anything.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
anything. They're turning their lives around. So, you know, thank you so much for giving me this airtime. I really appreciate it. Have a cup of coffee on me today.
Bill, you're fantastic. Appreciate listening down to Conemaugh, and thanks for doing all that great work. And thanks for the message of hope and reminding us there's more that unites us than divides us. Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, you too. Bill in Conemaugh, if you want to join us as well, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the text line, download the Civic Media app on your favorite Apple or Android device. See, Sam, this is exactly what we want. This is why I started a coffee shop And this is why I loved being in the coffee business, because yes, I enjoyed coffee. I enjoyed a good cup of coffee, but it's conversations.
Yeah. It's like the camaraderie and just talking with people and just chilling out.
Exactly. It's kind of like being a bartender because you get to talk to people, yeah. But you do it, you know, usually without the alcohol, but people, I don't know what it is, but people generally kind of open up and can talk over a cup of coffee and just be themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
And to build a Conomowoc's point, when we stop judging one another and we start accepting one another, ironically, it turns out that actually is what Christianity is about. Not hate, not fear, not judgment. And when we actually accept and love one another, we'll find out that within our communities, it doesn't matter whether you have a red sign or a blue sign in your yard. We can actually come together to make our communities better. It's an important lesson that each of us have to learn. And it's great to do this on National Coffee Day. Also, as it turns out, it is National VFW Day here on September 29th. It honors the men and women devoted to this valuable organization and the members who have served our nation. Members of the organization named Veterans of Foreign Wars, or VFW, today hold a long-standing history of volunteerism in their communities. Not only have they served this country, but they continue to serve their fellow veterans, families, and communities by sponsoring scholarships, career fairs, mental wellness campaigns, and so many more excellent service events. It is National VFW Day today. So to all of our veterans and those particularly who served in foreign wars as well, we thank them and appreciate that. Thank you for your service. So all kinds of national days going on. We're going to take a break here in a minute, but we're going to end the show. Great question posed by Jake Tapper of CNN. He says this morning in his poll, he says, currently, during a government shutdown, members of Congress get paid, but U.S. service members do not. Would you support a law flipping this so members of Congress don't get paid, but service members do? I like that. I like that a lot, actually. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this government shutdown and check of weather across the state. You're listening to Civic Media This Morning. Todd Allball, Sam Davison, in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow and Up North News Radio. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. Todd Allball along with Sam Davidson filling in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow and Up North News Radio. Up North News Radio will return here in a week or so after Pat Kreitlow comes back from a vacation. We have breaking news across the wires this morning at 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This is going to have national implications. Breaking across several news services at this hour a couple of minutes ago, this one according to NBC News, United States Senator Dianne Feinstein, a trailblazer in U.S. politics and the longest-serving woman in the Senate, has died at the age of 90. Again, this is a developing story. Dianne Feinstein, dead at the age of 90. This is going to have far-reaching implications in the Senate because now there's another vacancy. There is a tenuous hold on power by Democrats in the United States Senate right now. This is going to create a vacancy, and we'll find out the particulars, but I believe if memory serves, in California, the governor, Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, will appoint a replacement now for Dianne Feinstein, who passed away this morning at the age of 90. It's going to shake up a lot of things politically for Democrats, particularly in California, but across the nation as well. And of course, a lot of people had been asking and calling for Senator Feinstein to step down as she struggled with, they said it was shingles, and I'm not going to debate that, but there were a lot of people that believe she was also suffering from some form of dementia. I believe the last major public appearance was a few weeks ago in a committee meeting where one of her Senate colleagues literally had to lean over and tell her how to vote and when to vote, because the poor woman was just very confused. And then so that they said she went back to California. She had fallen ill. They didn't give particulars about this. But now this morning, moments ago, we have breaking across the wires. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the trailblazing U.S. politician and the longest serving woman in the United States Senate, has died at the age of 90. She was a vocal advocate of gun control measures who is known for trying to find common ground with Republicans during her 3 decades in the Senate. Again, she was 90. Feinstein, the oldest member in the Senate, the longest serving female senator and the longest serving senator from California, announced in February that she planned to retire at the end of her term. She had faced calls for her resignation over concerns about her health. After she announced her retirement, President Joe Biden hailed his former Senate colleague, calling her, quote, a passionate defender of civil liberties and a strong voice for national security policies that keep us safe while honoring our values. President Biden went on to say, quote, I've served with more U.S. senators than just about anyone. I can honestly say that Dianne Feinstein is one of the very best. Those were his comments back when she announced her retirement. So again, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein dead at the age of 90. Now it will be very interesting to see who Gavin Newsom appoints. I mean, very interesting, because here's a guy that many people are saying is trying to line himself up. I don't think it's going to happen. But should Joe Biden at some point decide he's not going to run for re-election, Gavin Newsom's kind of trying to be the guy in queue to step in and fill that void. He could appoint himself. I mean, it's been done before. But Gavin Newsom could appoint himself to U.S. Senate. Also, you've got the people running right now for Dianne Feinstein's seat. Does he choose one of those? Does he make the choices? Does he make Adam Schiff U.S. Senator before the election next year? And then that person runs as, quote unquote, the incumbent. Or does he find someone? Now, this would be interesting. Does Gavin Newsom say, no, I'm not going to play kingmaker. I'm going to stay out of the race. And does he find someone who basically promises not to run in 2024? Kind of a fill-in placeholder senator. Would he do something like appoint former Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to the U.S. Senate? Because Schwarzenegger is not a mega person. Pretty liberal guy, actually. got the fair maps, went against his own party, the Republicans, went against Democrats, actually, in California, and paid with his own money for a ballot initiative to do fair maps, got rid of gerrymandering in California. Could former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he cannot serve as president, because he's a naturalized citizen. So according to the Constitution, he was not born here, so he can't be president. So he's not going to move on up. But once you're senator, you know, even if you say you're not going to run again, it's a risk, right? So it'll be very interesting politically to see what happens in California. But, you know, certainly this morning, our thoughts, our prayers, our vibes go with the family of Dianne Feinstein. Again, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, breaking news this morning. She has passed away at the age of 90. We shall see what Governor Gavin Newsom does. What do you think about this? Couple of minutes left. If you want to call in and weigh in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. It's one of the interesting things about politics. It's always something new. You never know what's going to happen next. I don't know where we go from here in terms of control of the U.S. Senate. I shouldn't say. I know where we go. I mean, a Democrat's going to get appointed, and we'll have Democratic control still in the U.S. Senate. But this big issue of age and health, right? But I think you have to look at the individual person. You got a guy like Joe Biden, who's pushing 80, and he's on a Trek mountain bike, biking and doing great. And then you got a guy like Trump, who's a couple of years younger, and you know he can barely get out of a golf cart to swing a club. So I don't know whether it's age or whether it's fitness. I think everything has to be taken into account here. But certainly an interesting story. Again, top breaking story at this hour. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the longest serving female senator in U.S. history, has died at the age of 90. Appreciate everybody calling in. Appreciate you all listening in. Remember, it is National Coffee Day across the country and here in Wisconsin. Get out. Support your local coffee shop. Look, I started my coffee career at Starbucks, so I can't say I'm a Starbucks hater. But if you've got a locally owned independent coffee shop, get out there and frequent one of those. Give your barista an extra tip today on National Coffee Day. And as so many of our people that called in today, do what they did. Do what Terry Bell, our news director, is doing. Have a cup of coffee. Enjoy a cup of coffee. Get together with one another and share conversations. Pat Kreitlow on vacation for Up North News. You'll have Chad Holmes from the Chad Holmes Show filling in on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'll be back with you here in this time slot next Thursday and Friday until Pat Kreitlow comes back the following week for his vacation. You can also join me this afternoon along with Mr. Aaron Zommers from 1 until 3 on the Todd Allball Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl Ingram is up next across many of these fine stations. Keep it right here. Earl does a great job, great show. See what he thinks about his Detroit Lions. The Lions beat the Packers last night by a score of 34-20. The Brewers going to win last night 3-0 over the St. Louis Cardinals. They now cross over at the 90-win threshold. Great show, great program. Thanks, Sam, for making me feel welcome. Great job with the board, Sam Davidson. Stay tuned now. Your news.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, a message from AARP and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The House and Senate will both be in session today ahead of the midnight deadline to fund the federal government, or a shutdown will follow. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the latest.
The bill is not passed.
Even a measure that would have prevented a government shutdown temporarily failed yesterday, as a divide between Republican members remains wide open. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy couldn't get far-right members to back the bill.
If you quit after the first time, it's only a failure if you quit.
The clock does run out at midnight Saturday, and a shutdown appears all but certain.
A government shutdown would mean millions of federal workers and members of the military would be furloughed. Some would be required to work without pay. No deal in sight for striking auto workers. The union has now expanded the strike to plants in Chicago and Lansing, Michigan. WWJ's Ray Strickland has the latest from Detroit.
A solidarity convoy as UAW members came together to show their support amid the strike that's now at day 15.